Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Lead ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
On Wednesday, the NBA postseason took a dramatic turn.
The Milwaukee Bucks are boycotting Game 5 of their series against the Orlando Magic. They did not come out onto the court to play. The Magic were out there.
The protest comes in response to the shooting of a black man named Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin, over the weekend.
Today, The Athletic's Michael Lee on how the historic day unfolded and why the rest of the NBA season may be in peril.
They're entertainers, but they're humans first. If you're not in the right place emotionally, spiritually, to go out there and perform, you can't just push a button and just do it anyway.
From Wondery and The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson.
And I'm Andres Kelto. It's Thursday, August 27th, and this is The Lead.
It felt like something great was happening.
There was just something about the emotion and that moment.
You gotta go faster, faster!
The failures of the past don't matter because we've got this guy.
I've never seen anything like that.
That's not good news.
This isn't a story where you interview the athlete and go home. It stays with you.
Hiring is challenging, especially with everything else you have to consider today. But there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where businesses can connect to qualified candidates. That place is ZipRecruiter.com/lead. ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job sites, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter makes the entire hiring process efficient and effective, with features like screening questions to filter candidates and an all-in-one dashboard where you can review and rate your candidates. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, our listeners can go to ZipRecruiter.com/lead. That's ZipRecruiter.com/LEAD. ZipRecruiter.com/lead. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Even though most of us are still stuck indoors, it can feel like everything is go, go, go. There's work, family, and a million other issues going on. It's like you always have to be on. Sometimes, though, when you just need a moment to turn it all off and hit reset, that's when it's time to reach for Coors Light. It's what I do when I need the perfect cold refreshment for watching some playoff basketball or hockey and a little baseball, too. And now you can get Coors Light in its new packaging that features clear skies that invite you to sit back, unwind, and drink it all in. And yes, the iconic Coors Light mountains still turn blue when your beer is as cold as the Rockies. That's because Coors Light is made to chill, literally. It's cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged, which makes it as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. So, when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill, Coors Light. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door at get.coorslight.com. And remember, to celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
So, Michael, can you walk us through how things developed Wednesday in Orlando?
Yeah, the Milwaukee Bucks, obviously being the team that's closest to Kenosha, where Jacob Blake was paralyzed, they felt an obligation to not play, considering all that was going on. When they showed up to the arena to play the Orlando Magic, they had discussed not playing. And as the Orlando Magic players were on the court and they were still warming up, but there was no opponent.
There are Orlando Magic players heading back into the locker room. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, the Bucks have been in serious discussion about boycotting tonight's game. NBA
as it started to drag on to get closer to 4 o'clock, Eastern time, started getting the word that there wasn't going to be a game. And the Bucks weren't playing around. Literally, they were not playing.
The Milwaukee Bucks have reportedly decided to boycott Game 5 against the Orlando Magic in protest of the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
For 3 hours, they were secluded in their locker room, trying to find the right words to express what they were feeling. And this is not just any team. This was the team with the best record in the NBA, with the likely two-time MVP and Giannis Antetokounmpo. This is a team that if they make a decision like this, this is a very powerful move. And so when they finally came out to speak to reporters, they basically made it clear that, you know, what's been happening in the bubble in terms of the social justice messaging, in terms of the jerseys, the courts, everything else, it just wasn't enough.
We are calling for justice for Jacob Blake and demand the officers be held accountable. For this to occur, it is imperative for the Wisconsin State Legislature to reconvene after months of inaction and take up meaningful measures to address issues of police accountability, brutality, and criminal justice reform.
Once they decided they weren't going to play, the Orlando Magic had the opportunity to accept the forfeit, but they didn't accept the forfeit. They are right on board with this movement. They don't want to play as well. And so the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Houston Rockets were set to play at 6:30. They arrive at the arena and they realize that there was not going to be a Bucks Magic game. And they got behind their brothers in the league and said, we're not playing either. And at the same time, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Portland Trail Blazers decided that they weren't playing either.
The NBA has announced all three playoff games that were going to be played on Wednesday will be postponed and rescheduled. The league released a statement after the Milwaukee Bucks players did
not. Most of the players in that bubble, they're all feeling the same pain. This is a league that's 80% black. And a lot of these players, even though they are given the comfort of multi-million-dollar contracts, they still have family members. They still have friends. They still have people that they're close with who have to encounter these things on their daily basis. But also, they have to deal with it themselves. You could probably just grab any random NBA player and ask them, have you had an incident with the police? And a good number of them will say yes. From the top all-star player to the last guy on the bench, they've all had some moment where they've been afraid. And so this is a real concern. This is a real fear. And it's not something that they take lightly.
It seems like from there, this started a chain reaction across the sports world. You know, we saw Kenny Smith walk off the set of Inside the NBA on TNT.
As a black man, as a former player, I think it's best for me to support the players and just not be here tonight.
All the WNBA teams that were set to play on Wednesday decided to walk out.
We stand in solidarity with our brothers in the NBA and will continue this conversation with our brothers and sisters across all leagues and look to take collective action.
A couple of Major League Baseball teams decided not to play as well. There's clearly a ton of support across the sports world for what these NBA players are standing for.
Yeah, because I think they understand that they're entertainers, but they're humans first. And that if you're not in the right place emotionally, spiritually, to go out there and perform, that you can't just push a button and just do it anyway. And I also got to applaud the WNBA players. And I was really impressed by what the Washington Mystics did, showing up with shirts that spelled out Jacob Blake with 7 marks on the back of their shirt to symbolize what happened to Jacob Blake. I mean, they made a statement and then they decided not to play. And I thought that was pretty powerful as well.
Well, Michael, as we're recording this on Wednesday night, the players have just finished having a league-wide meeting. And we're getting reports from our colleague Shams Charania that the Lakers and the Clippers have said that they would be willing to end this season.
Basically, there was a vote at the end of the meeting, and the Lakers and the Clippers were the two teams out of all the teams that voted to boycott the remainder of the season. One player, Udonis Haslem, I'm told, basically spoke up in front of all the players and said, if the Lakers and Clippers do not want to play the remainder of the season, if they're not playing, where does that leave the rest of us? This season isn't realistically going on without those two teams playing it. LeBron James, I'm told, walked out of the meeting, and later the Lakers and Clippers were right behind him as the first two teams to exit the meeting.
What's your reaction when you hear something like that?
Well, I'm surprised because these aren't just random teams. There's been so much buildup and excitement about the possibility of those two teams meeting in the conference finals. The Clippers have never won a championship And so this was their year to actually do it. They have Kawhi Leonard, one of the best players in the game. He has a chance to become the first guy to win three championships for three different teams and beat LeBron at doing the same thing. I think it says a lot about how they've been feeling about their entire time there. Paul George was already talking about being in a dark place, being in a bubble, and how he was depressed, being isolated and away from his family.
The bubble got the best of me. I was just in a dark place. I really wasn't here. I checked out. So these past couple games, it was just difficult.
And, you know, LeBron carries a lot of weight because he's one of the ambassadors of the NBA. And so it's not just that he's the best player on his team. He has to be the best player in the league. And he also has to be the guy out front for all of these issues. And this week after, you know, Jacob Blake, he looked like a broken man. And when he explained the fear that he has as a black man in America, the fear that he has for his children, you know, that was real. That pain was real.
We are scared as black people in America, black men, black women, black kids. We are terrified.
This whole championship run has all been seen as, can LeBron compete with Jordan for the GOAT? Can he keep up that argument? And so for this bubble, it meant a lot to him to be down here and have this opportunity to play for a championship because he's 35 years old. He doesn't have many more years to be playing at this level and to be in position to win a championship. So for him to be broken to this point lets you know what an emotional drain this whole experience has been on him and being in this bubble.
Let's remember, before the NBA season resumed, there was a group of players led by Kyrie Irving who were advocating for a boycott of the season and of the bubble. That movement didn't get very far.
I think he was sort of painted in such a negative light that what he had to say was dismissed, even though what he had to say was valid. And I think now you're seeing a couple months later that just exactly what he was saying is playing out. Like, should we really be playing basketball when there's so much stuff going on in the real world that we would just be a distraction from? You reach a point where you're broken and you wonder, like, what is it going to take for someone to listen and what's it going to take for someone to act? Breonna Taylor was, you know, murdered on March 13th. And we're getting close to September and none of the cops have been arrested or charged. And every day in the bubble, somebody has made it a point to say, arrest the cops who murdered Breonna Taylor. And Doc Rivers gave a really impassioned speech.
You hear Donald Trump and all of them talking about fear. We're the ones getting killed. We're the ones getting shot. We're the ones that we're denied to live in certain communities. And all you do is keep hearing about fear. It's amazing to me why we keep loving this country and this country does not love us back.
And you could just see a man who was just broken. This is a man who's 58 years old and he's been crying about the same stuff his entire life. You know, you start wondering, when is it going to change? When is it going to get better?
Well, and finally, Michael, it was 5.5 months ago that the NBA shut down because of COVID. And now it feels like deja vu a little bit. Do you see any connection between that moment and what we're seeing unfold right now?
Yeah, the NBA is at the forefront. The WNBA players, they stopped playing today. A lot of baseball teams stopped playing because of what happened. So essentially, they were able to beat the coronavirus because no one tested positive in this bubble. You know, with their frequent testing, they did all the things right to make sure that the bubble would not burst because of coronavirus. That's sort of what's amazing about all this, is that this virus has killed over 180,000 Americans, and we don't know how to control it or contain it. It's shutting down schools, it's shutting down businesses, it's shutting down the economy. The NBA managed to beat that, but what could they not stop? They could not stop Jacob Blake from getting shot in the back 7 times. So they could conquer coronavirus, but police brutality still reigns supreme in this country.
Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The NBA Board of Governors will convene an emergency meeting at 11 a.m. on Thursday to discuss next steps and how, if at all, to play out the rest of the postseason. The players have also scheduled a meeting at the same time. According to The Athletic, it's unlikely that the 3 second-round playoff games set for Thursday will be played as scheduled. We'll be monitoring this story for further developments. For more on the NBA's push for racial justice, check out Michael Lee's coverage at theathletic.com. From Wondery on The Athletic, I'm Kavitha Davidson. See you tomorrow.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used. Because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.